Hello, everyone. Welcome. Joel, it's good to see you. I think it automatically puts everyone on mute right away. Hello there, family. So I think what we'll do throughout the duration of this class, I see people are logging on as we move along. So what we're going to do is, hi, Larry, welcome. People are going to be logging in constantly. So I think about it's 7:05, I'm going to upload the source sheet to the chat. And I guess anyone who comes after 7:05, it might be their loss. I'll try to re-upload it again. So if you give me but a moment, I'm going to upload the source sheet that we will be using. So now what are we doing tonight? We're going to talk about the Dalekosos. We are going to talk and do a deep dive into talking about what the Arbakosos are, the four cups that we drink on the Seder night, and some of the fun details that surround it. So for the Young Israel people that are joining us, you might be familiar that we put out a video already today, which that was a model Seder. It was more of a whimsical nature. I mean, I hope it maybe elicited a few laughs from people. So it was much more of an informal nature. And God willing, what we'll do now is going to be a little bit more substantive, and we're going to try to cover some material. So I'm going to upload this sheet momentarily. If you can open up your chat, you will be seeing it in a second. And with that, we will begin the shiur. Okay. And all right, is uploaded to the chat. So just give me a thumbs up if you get it. Okay, excellent. Thank you. And the chat will just be on the bottom of the screen. There's a chat icon, and it should open up, and you'll see a file that says Psachim 108. Okay? So the sheet is mainly in Hebrew. Let's not let it intimidate us. And what we're basically going to do is the sheet will be helpful, but you will be able to understand the class, God willing, even if you do not make use of the sheet. So it's there as a complement to what we will be doing. Okay, so I'm just going to take one moment to adjust a few things. All right, and with that, we will begin. So the Gemara that we're going to start off with is a Gemara in Arvei Psachim, a very popular source. So we're going to talk a lot about the mitzvah of reclining, the mitzvah of leaning to the side during the Seder. And we're going to focus specifically on the Dalekosos, on the four cups of wine. So the Gemara says, "Bafil ani shebisro lo yechal ad sheyesev." The Mishnah in Arvei Psachim at the beginning says that even if you are a poor person, you need to make sure that you are not going to eat until you are leaning, until you are reclining, and you should have all the food that you need in order to do that. So itmar, matzah tzarech seba. If when I eat matzah, for those who watch a YouTube video today, you do need to recline to the side. Maror ain't tzarech seba. One does not recline during mar. Why is that? The reasoning is because when we lean, it represents cheiros, represents freedom and celebration. And when we eat mar, it's the bitter herb, so we do not recline when we do that, when we eat that. However, what about wine? Itmar Mishmeid Rav Nachman Tzarech Heseva. So there's one record of Rav Nachman, the Amor Rav Nachman, where he says you do recline for all four for two cups of wine. Itmar Mishmeid Rav Nachman Ain Tzarech Heseva. And then there's another record of Rav Nachman where he says you do not recline for the wine. Below Pligi, the Gemara points out that these two seemingly contradictory statements from Rav Nachman are in fact not contradictory at all. Rather, habetarti kasi kamai, habetarti kasi basrai. Rav Nachman says that for one pair, either the first pair of cups, you do not lean, and the second pair you do lean, or vice versa. And we're not quite sure which one. So now what the Gemara is going to do is we're going to weigh the merits of both sides. Does it make sense that Rav Nachman is saying to recline by the first two kosos, that we do a kiddush and the end kaddish and the end of magid? Or the last two that we drink after Birchas Hamazon, after we benched, at the end of the Seder. So I don't know. Let's weigh the merits of both. Army Lahai Gisa of Army Lahai Gisa. I could say either way. Army Lahai Gisa, on the one hand, Trekasi kamai bo hiseba. The first two, I would argue, actually require hiseba, require reclining. Now, at the beginning of the Seder, we start off Magid. We talk about the story. We're talking about the exodus of Egypt and learning all of Sukkim and a narrative along the way. So if you were to ask me, I would say, since this is the beginning of the Cheiros process, of the festival, of the freedom, so that would make sense to start off. You recline for the first two. However, Tre Kosi Basrai, Lobo Heseva. But the latter two would not require, because my Dehava Hava, once we're out of Egypt, once we've already made our way out, once we're already past Magid and the stories, we're already taking for granted. We're already used to being free men. So why do we need to recline then? So I can argue that it makes more sense to lean and recline for the first two Kosos. However, I could also give the opposite argument. Tre kosi basroi bo heseba. Really, the latter two cups require heseba. They require reclining. And the first two do not. Why is that? So, hahi shaita de kahavya cheiros. Because only now at the end of the Seder, after we've gone through the Magid process, do we now establish that we are free people? But Trekasi Kamai, the first two kosos are at the beginning of the story, way, way, way back at the beginning of the Seder, Lobo is saved, but you don't need to recline for those. The Katia Avadam Hayinu Kamar, because we're still slaves, as says in Agada, Avadam Hayinu Lepar Ben Mitzrayim. So it doesn't make sense to recline, which is a sign of freedom, a sign of Cheiros, when at this point of the story, at the beginning of the Seder, we are still enslaved to Paro. So the Gemara ends off, because both sides actually have their own merits, Tre kasi hashav de itmar hachi, vitmar hachi, aidi va'aidi bo haseva. So what do we rule at the end of the day? Therefore, both sets of kosos, in other words, all arba kosos, all four cups of wine, require one to recline by them. And if you look inside your Haggadah, that's exactly what it says right there. Each of the Arba Kosos, you recline by them. Now, here's the question. You can unmute yourself if you want to answer this, or you can let it be rhetorical, whatever you prefer. The mitzvah of Arba Kosos, the mitzvah of drinking wine Pesach night, is that a biblical level mitzvah, a mitzvah midoraisa? Or is it a mitzvah midrabanan? Is it a rabbinical level mitzvah? What would we say? If you had to guess, would it be a derais or derabanan? So I could give you a suggestion. I may have thought, hey, it's deraisa. After all, it's votesi, and it's after all the dalashonos hagu'ula that comes from the Torah and the psukim. But really, it's actually just a mitzvah midrabanan. It's just a rabbinical level mitzvah. Now, as Herschel Schefter always likes to say, that, okay, just because a mitzvah is midrabanan doesn't mean we perform it with any less zeal. We Orthodox Jews, we perform mitzvahs midrabanan with the same zeal as we perform mitzvahs midoraisa. That being said, there is a very classic and important principle in halacha when it comes to mitzvahs that are derabanan versus mitzvahs d'oraisa, which is, what happens if I am in doubt? I don't know if I have to do this mitzvah d'oraisa. I'm not sure. So if I'm not sure if I fulfill the mitzvah midoraisa, a biblical level mitzvah, such as eating matzah, which is the biblical level, I would have to say safek d'oraisa l'chumra, that you have to err on the side of caution. And that if you are not sure if you fulfilled a biblical level mitzvah, you have to go back and do it. However, a mitzvah midrabanan, which is a rabbinical level mitzvah, we say suffik derabanan lekula. Then when it comes to a rabbinical level mitzvah, we go lahakel. So which means is that a famous example of this is suffik brachos lahakel. So most brachos, most blessings are instituted rabbinically. So one of the reasons that we do not say a bracha, if we're not sure, oh, I don't know, did I make a brain of fashos, did I not? You don't go back and say it, because suffik brachos lahakel. which many explain. There's other explanations, but one such explanation is that it's basically just an iteration, an application of Suffolk Durabbanan Lekula, that we go leniently when it comes to your rabbinical level mitzvah. So the question that comes up here, so we're going to address, so that's important to keep in mind. So now here's the question. If the Arba Kosis are all mid-Durabbanan, they're all rabbinical level, and we don't know, do we lean for the first two, or do we lean for the third and fourth for the second pair? What would I say to do? Since it's a mitzvah Durabbanan where I have a suffix, I'd say suffix Durabbanan Lekula, that I should go leniently, that I shouldn't have to do it. Certainly I shouldn't have to lean by old Dalid Kosos. I should have to lean by old four of the Kosos, because that sounds like we're going Lechumra. We don't know which two to lean by, so therefore we recline by all four of them. That goes against the age-old principle of suffix Durabbanan Lekula. So that's the question that Rishonim are scrambling to answer. It's the elephant in the room in this sugya. So I'll offer us a few answers. Unless anyone, this would be a chance to jump in, if anyone wants to try to solve this contradiction and want to try solving it, or it's like, really good question, right? Okay, I'm with you. So, here we go. Here are a few answers. One such answer comes up in the Ran on the Rif. So if we look at the Ran, it's source number 2 if you want to follow along in the source sheet. So we ask our question. That's what the Gemara said. So here's what happens. So usually we do the opposite. We do the opposite. That's our question. So here's two answers. Answer number one. Hacha came into lav milsa de tirchehi. Look. It's true. Really, you don't need, and really, if it was a normal circumstance, we would say something Durabbanan Lekula. You don't need to worry about it. No need to recline by old Dalid Kosos because we don't know which one you're supposed to do. But is it really that hard to lean over just a little bit and recline while drinking wine? You're already doing so much to prepare for this Seder. Is that really going to trouble you just to make sure that you get the right ones? We don't know if it's the first two or the second two. So just go a little bit out of your way just to lean over, just to recline. Is that really going to hurt you? Probably not. Probably not. So therefore, he says, since it's a lav milsa de tirchi, avdin l'ravcha de milsa. We do it so we could try to fulfill L'cherchila, we try to fulfill all of the both opinions, and therefore we recline by old Dalid Kosos. And the Maram Chalav in Source 3 says the same thing. But then the Ran gives a more fascinating approach. He says, let's run through the scenario. Let's say we did go with Suffolk Durabbanan Lekula, that because I don't know which ones to recline by, what would that mean? So does that mean I recline by the first? I don't recline by the second pair? What happens is, v'li nira, dal karkach bay lemeivat haseva, v'kulhu, you need to recline by all of them. Why? D'i neza l'kula, if we were to lean l'hakel, go leniently, amai nekel b'hani tfei mehani. How do I can't be more lenient by one set of kosos more than the first or the second. V'i nekel b'travayon, if we're going to be lenient, and we're going to refrain from leaning and reclining by both sets of Arba Kosos, may ikra mitzvah seba legamri. We would lose out. We would literally uproot the entire mitzvah of reclining completely. The Rabbanan went out of their way. They said either recline by the first two, recline by the second two, and we don't know which one. So if we were to say, oh, well, the rabbi said to do something, we don't know what they meant, so now we don't have to do any form of a seva by the Arba Kosos. So then we're essentially losing that entire takana midrabbana. We are losing the entire rabbinic institution altogether. And that is something that is untenable. We can't lose out on an entire gezerah. Therefore, we are actually machmir, out of the ordinary, to lean and recline by old Dalid Kosos. That's what the Ran says. Now, there's a third shita. We'll leave it for another time. the Shilta Giborim, where he says Safek Derabanan Lekula won't apply here, because here there's not a Safek what to do. There's a Safek as to what a rabbi said. There's no machlokis here, and we're leaning to one side or the other. Here, Rav Nachman said two things. We don't know what Rav Nachman meant. So he says it wouldn't apply here, but we're not going to delve into that. But what I want to ask is we have a question. You see, the Mishnah Lamelech, commenting on the Rambam, he points out that there's an inconsistency in the Ran's writings. You see, let's go back. If you remember, about a month ago, we had a holiday called Purim. And on Purim, there are really 2 days that the Megillah is read. So if you were living in a typical village, city area, you will lay in Megillah on the 14th. And if you are in a city that was walled from the times of Yehoshua ben Nun, then you lay on the 15th day, just like Shushan. So the Ran is dealing with a question that the Gaon Amori dealt with, which is, let's say I'm in a city, but I don't really, you know, we couldn't carbon date it. We couldn't figure out when the walls were up. We can't figure out if this is a city that we lay on the 15th day or if it's a city that we lay on the 14th day. So what do you do if you're not sure which day you're supposed to read Megillah on? So what does he write? If you look in source number 5, source A, Va'osha fiu tomar shu suffik shuckle. Let's say it was a 50-50. I'm not even sure which way to go. Havale suffik shal divrehem. This is a suffik dirabanan. Ula kula, therefore we go lakula, we go leniently. Benimsa paturis bishnehem. Mavatu menu bavadai mikra megillah. So I, you know, on the 14th day I could say maybe I have to lay on the 15th. On the 15th day I could say maybe I have to lay on the 14th. So okay, we're not going to lose the mitzvah altogether. So what's the solution? Lefikach kore berishon upater basheni. Therefore, what's he suggest when it comes to Megillah? Since I don't know which one to do, you know what? Maybe it really is supposed to be leaned on Tesvav on the 15th, but you know what? Only do it on the 14th. Lean on the 14th, not on the 15th. Do not do both dates. Only the first option that comes to you, that presents itself. So here's the question. Does anyone detect an inconsistency between what the Ran says in Mikra Megillah, in Hilchos Purim, and what he says 30 days later, so to speak, when we get to Pesach and we get to the Seder night? So the inconsistency is how he's dealing with this case of Suffolk. You see, if I were to extrapolate from the Dal Kosos, I would say, the same way I don't know if it's the first pair or second pair I need to recline by, I should also say when it comes to Mikra Megillah, if I don't know if it's Yud Dal, the 14th day, or the 15th day, I should lean on both days, just like I drink both sets of Kosos. Or I could say the opposite from the different angle. If I accept the Ran in Megillah, that you're only supposed to lean on the 14th day, but not on the 15th day, then wait, why can't I extrapolate to Hilchos Pesach? The same way I only lean on the first day that presents itself, it's the first opportunity that presents itself, so too I should only have to recline, do a seva for the first two set of kosos, the first two cups, because that's the first opportunity that presents itself. And then I say suffik derabanan lahakel, and I don't have to worry about reclining for the third and fourth kos, the same way I don't have to worry about leaning on the 15th day after I already did it on the 14th day. So the Ran is a steer mnei ubei. He contradicts himself. Do I have to do both? Or do I only have to do the first thing that comes to my hands, the first opportunity that presents itself? That is the stira in the Ran. Are we clear on the question? Okay, fantastic. So if you look at source Vav, the sixth source that we have here, I basically summarized the first paragraph and the second paragraph out loud already. I already summarized the question. Now in the last paragraph, he's going to give us an answer that's based on the second approach in the Ran. Remember, what's the reasoning of the Ran that we're machmir and we drink, that we recline for old dal kosos? The first one was a technical one because it's easy to do. The second one is that we're worried about losing the gezerah, the institution of the rabbis altogether. And based on that, the Mishnah Lamech is going to give us an answer. Vinira de Yeshlechalik, Ben Kisha Savikuba Takansa Chamin, to us, Kadesha Loti Ucker, Takanasim Sartle Kayan Bechomai de Asher, to Techno, we go Mimitsis Seba, the Iyamar de Dafka Kamait Srihi. If I said that, because let's say the rabbis intended only for the first two sets of kosos, Intim Salomar Takansa Kam Haisa Bechosai Basurai, let's say the rabbis, their intention was really, no, you're supposed to recline for the last two, you got it wrong. Ninsa. That means that we would lose the takana altogether. So, and if the rabbi, let's say you recline for the third and fourth, and the rabbis really meant, no, it's supposed to be the first and second one. You got it wrong, you Jews. So then what happens? We lose the takana altogether on an institutional, macro, national level. Whereas, Avogabe Megillah, what's the case in Megillah? There's no question about how the rabbis instituted the takana, how the rabbis instituted the obligation to read Megillah. We know that the takana is all safe. Most cities do on the 14th. The walled city, sometimes Yeshua, laying on the 15th. That's not going to be compromised. There's no threat to the integrity and the practice of the takana. However, there's just like this one city over there. We don't really, the few cities out there that we don't really know if they were walled from times Yeshua, if they weren't walled from it. So that's not a question of the takana on institutional level. We're not threatened by losing the takana altogether. It's a question of hanhaga. Now that we know what the macro level institution is, what do these few cities do when they have a suffix? So over there, there's no reason to be so stringent. There's no reason to go out of our way to lay on the 14th and the 15th because the takana terabanan is not being threatened. There's no threat of it being lost. Whereas by the dalakosos, the question is, what does all of Klal Yisrael do? What does all the Jewish people do? Do they lay on the first day? Do they drink the first two kos, or do they drink the last two? And if we get it wrong, that means the whole institution is thrown out in the garbage, God forbid. So that is why the Ran is Machmir when it comes to the Dalakosos, that we have to recline by all four. And when it comes to Megillah, which is not an institutional question, it's an individual basis question, we're able to use the regular psak, the regular principle of Safek Durabanan Lekula. That's the answer of the Mishnah Lamela. What do we make of that? Sounds good. It's clear.
Makes sense.
Okay, good. All right. He definitely didn't need my approbation, but that's good. I was a good conduit for it. All right. We're not going to get so much delve into detail in the next two answers, but I just want to say them for the sake of trying to be somewhat comprehensive. The Shas HaTshuvos Eretz Tzvi, not to be confused with Rav Hirshel Schachter Sefer Eretz Tzvi, and also Emek Bracha by Rav Ari Paramchik, there's a little bit of a nuance of difference between the two of them, but suffice to say that they take it from a different angle. They give the classic hakir, the classic distinction, which is, is the mitzvah here a mitzvah on the gavra, on the individual, on the person performing the mitzvah, or is the mitzvah incumbent upon the kos, the chefsa, to be reclined on while drinking? So when it comes to Megillah, he says that Zechovas Hagavra, it's similar to what we said before in some ways. It's an individual question. Do I fulfill my mitzvah on the 14th? Do I fulfill on the 15th? So, so then we could say Sovik Derabban Lekula. But when it comes to each kos, if I do not do Hiseba by one kos, I don't fulfill the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not fulfilled. I could drink wine from the beginning of the Seder to the end of the Seder to next year, to Purim, then beyond. It doesn't matter. If I do not recline, I did not fulfill the mitzvah of drinking wine. And each and every kos, each and every cup is its own suffix. When I drink the first cup, it's its own suffix. When I drink the second cup, it's its own suffix that I fulfill the mitzvah. And therefore, there's no possibility to go lahakil because each individual one is its own individual suffix. Whereas when it comes to Megillah, it's a question of me. Did I fulfill my mitzvah? I'm the only suffix here. And then the question is, the zman, the time that I fulfill the mitzvah, Megillah, is a heksher. The mitzvah is reading Megillah, now I just need to know what time do I read it. But when it comes to drinking wine, we can't compromise on the reclining and be lenient, because if I'm lenient there, I don't fulfill the mitzvah altogether. If I lay Megillah at another point during the month, I can actually fulfill the mitzvah. It's very bidyevet, but I can. But not when it comes to the Dalav Kosos. I bring this up because their whole premise is predicated on the assumption that Heseva, the mitzvah of reclining, is just an aspect of drinking the wine. Heseva is just a hechsher. It's a component of eating matzah. The Heseva is just a part of eating afikoman. It's not its own separate distinct mitzvah. It's just telling me the method in how I fulfill the mitzvah of achila, how I fulfill the mitzvah of shtia, of drinking. That's what most people assume. But then, now this source we're about to do, I won't call it Judaism 101, it's Judaism 102, but definitely in yeshivas, when it comes Pesach time, if you know you're in a yeshiva and this source is not taught, you got to question the credentials of this yeshiva. What am I talking about here? We're about to learn the Griz al Rambam. The Griz, Ravelvel Soloveitchik. So just quick lineage. There was the Beis Halevi, then there was Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, and then Reb Chaim Soloveitchik had two sons. There's Ravelvel, who we're about to learn, and Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik. Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik's son was, one of them was Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, who was Rav Soloveitchik from YU, the Rosh Shiva at YU, Rav Yosher Ber. So what we're about to learn is Rav Soloveitchik's uncle, who incidentally is also Rav Soloveitchik. It's Rav Velvel. So in the Chidushi Agriz, we're not going to get so much in detail now because we're at the 10-minute mark. He says, based on the Rambam and source test, we're looking at the Griz and Yuv, we're going to say it outside. We've misunderstood everything until now. The mitzvah of Heseva is actually, well, the mitzvah of Heseva. Heseva is not a means to fulfilling the mitzvah of drinking wine. It's its own distinct mitzvah. It's a mitzvah bifnei atzma. It's its own unique mitzvah. Now, when the rabbi said you have to do Heseva and you need to recline during the Seder, they said, look, you know, we're not going to make you recline the entire Seder, so let's figure out when does it make the most sense to recline. Eating matzah, drinking wine, that's a sign of cheres, that's a sign of freedom. So thematically, it makes sense to also recline when you're drinking the wine, not as a means to fulfilling the mitzvah of drinking wine. Actually, you're fulfilling two mitzvahs, bevas achas, at the same time. You're doing the mitzvah of leaning, of reclining, and you're fulfilling the mitzvah of drinking wine, both at the same time, but they're two separate mitzvahs. And what's the nafkamina? What's the practical distinction? So this is all based on the Rambam. If I say like the Rambam, who the Griz is building this off of, the Rambam says that Heseva, that reclining, is its own distinct mitzvah, what happens? This happens to the best of us. We're very eager to fill our mitzvah. We don't look in the Haggadah. We don't look around the table and see what other people are doing. And immediately after we make the Brei Pri HaGafen, we quickly drink the wine. And then we realize, I forgot to recline. I forgot to lean over while I was drinking. So now the question is, do I have to go back and recline again? Did I not fulfill the mitzvah of drinking wine when I forget to recline? So the question is, is Heseva a component of the mitzvah of drinking wine, or is it its own distinct mitzvah? If I say it's a part of the mitzvah of drinking wine, it's in service, it's the method of how you drink the wine, then if I forgot to recline, I'm sorry, Charlie, you got to go back. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah at all. But if we say Heseva is its own unique mitzvah, sorry, wrong line. He has a perfect line where he says it better than I ever could. If we say Haseva is its own separate mitzvah, it doesn't make sense to go back to eat the Haseva. If you forget to recline when you're eating matzah, and you forget to recline when you're drinking the wine, as long as you recline at some point during the meal, you fulfill the mitzvah of Haseva. You do not need to go back to recline by the matzah again or by the wine again, because you completely fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah. You completely fulfilled the mitzvah of drinking wine because it's a separate mitzvah from Haseva. Haseva would just conveniently, thematically put together with the mitzvah of drinking wine. But there are two separate mitzvahs, and if you miss one, you don't miss the other if you did that. That's the nafgamiya between how we look at it. And as we are coming to a close, we could really go off the rails here and ask, what does the Ran say? The Ran, we spent so much time on with the Mishnah Melech and the question of why I need to drink by all four kosos. What would the Ran say? Would the Ran say that I have to go back and drink the Dal kosos if I forgot to recline? So he probably wouldn't. That's what the Beis Halevi says. Because let's look at both approaches. Remember, the Ran said, "Subject to Rabban Lakula, why do I have to drink old alakosos? It's only Durabanan." So I could say as follows. I could say either, number one, it's a mitzvah lecharchila. It's not so hard for you to fulfill a mitzvah dalakosos. So therefore, recline by all four of them. Or the Ran also said that, no, we're in danger of losing the takana altogether. Therefore, you have to recline by old dalakosos. The Beis Halevi says, either way you slice it, if we say it's not so hard for you to recline, you may as well do it. So then that's only lichatchila, if I remember. But if I forget, I don't have to go back. As long as I recline by the other two kosos, even if I forget the first two, or the opposite, I recline by the first two but not the second two, I don't have to go back. And if we say it's because of the institution of so we don't lose the institution altogether of the reclining for Dal Kosos. If this is the idea behind Megillah, if one individual forgets to recline by Dal Kosos by the first two, but then remembers the second two or vice versa, that's not a threat to the Takana Midrabanan. We'll still have a Takana Midrabanan in place that says, Licharchila, you recline by all four. But if one guy forgot, he could suffice leniently and only recline by two. He would not have to go back according to the Ran. So now the Ran could still actually view the mitzvah of Seva as part of the mitzvah of drinking wine. But nonetheless, he could also agree with the Griz that you don't have to go back, because the whole idea of reclining by L4 is lechadchila. It's a nice thing to do. Or worried on the macro level. We're not worried about you as an individual, what you do. You could suffice for two b'diavad if you forget. That's what the Beis Halevi says. So if you go to the last page, I put on three sources to ask, what do we do halacha lemaisa? Right? We had so much time, fun time with the lump that's flying back and forth with the Griz and the Mishnah Melech, the Ran. It was great. We had a whole party here. What do I do lemaisa? So let's run through this really quickly, because I think our timer is going to turn off in 5 minutes. Because apparently Zoom only gives you that much time when you don't pay. So the Shulchan Aruch believes, the Mechaber, so if you're Svardi, he says you need to go back for all four. That's source of Gimel. And then the Mishnah Brura, and then the Ramah, if you look in the last paragraph in source of Gimel, V'nirli im lo shasa koshlishi or revi b'haseba, let's say you did not recline for the third or fourth, ein lachzor lishos b'haseba. For the third and fourth, you don't need to go back. D'ishbo chashash nir kamus v'alkos, why? Because it looks like you're adding on a fifth kos. It looks like you're adding on a sixth kos when you go back and you drink again. This is almost similar to the whole discussion of sukkahs in if you go into the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, it looks like you're adding on another day of sukkahs. A similar logic about Tosiv is flying around here. But the Ramah says for the first two, only the first two you go back for, and even for those two, you go back and you drink them without a bracha whilst reclining. So that's the Ramah. So the Shulchan Aruch says all four you have to go back for. The Ramah says only the first two. Can we get this down another notch? Yes, we can. The Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Magen Avraham on the Shulchan Aruch, he says, Afil bein rishon l'sheni, even between the first and second coast, you forget the first one, you also don't need to go back for that. And he says you only have to go back for the second coast. And even for that second coast, the second one, at the end of Magid, you do not need to make another bracha. You should have in mind that it counts when you go back to recline. And then finally, there's the Kafa Chaim, commenting on the same piece of Shulchan Aruch, where he says, he gives a svara. There is a shita of the Rav Yah and others who say that sociologically we do not recline. Way back then, they had their couches and they had their little tables next to their couches and they would recline on them. If you ever see the Greeks in some sort of film and they're eating their grapes reclining on their couches. So there, they reclined all the time when they were eating. There's a shita that we do not need to recline today because that's just not how we eat anymore. So here's what the Kaf HaChaim does. He uses it as what we call a snifla hakel, which is a factor that we wouldn't rely on its own, but if we include it with other reasons to be lenient, they create a critical mass. So usually we don't rely on the Rav Yah. We say you have to recline during the meal, even though that's not normally what we do anymore. But if we take the Rav Yah and we add in the shitos that say that you do not need to go back, that you fulfill the mitzvah, even if you did not recline for drinking wine, if we combine those two together, comes out, the Kaf HaChaim says, you don't actually need to go back to recline by any of the Dalet Kosos. And if you look actually in Pinei Halacha, a very contemporary saver, he says, you could actually do that Lamaisa if need be. Now, what do we do, Lamaisa? I would say practice is either the Ramah or the Mishnah Berurah, especially in Ashkenazi circles. We either go back for, according to Ramah, the first two, we do not make another bracha, or the Mishnah Berurah, you go back just for the second one. So, of course, as I always like saying, you can consult your local monorthodox rabbi, which is not me, I'm merely the intern, to get your final psak on the matter. But anyway, I hope we opened up. I know there's a lot of sources flying, but I hope we opened up the sugya of the Dalet Kosos. Usually we just run through, we drink our Dalet Kosos, and that's the end of things. We don't think about it. Now we can appreciate the complexity and the intricacies when we come to the Seder, and hopefully know a few new halachos along the way as well. So thank you all for joining, and thank you all for participating with the eye contact and the expressions so I could see that everything was being understood. All right?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Joel, good to see you as well. And have a wonderful night, everyone.
You too.
And a good Pesach.